If all goes as planned, in 3 or 4 years, boaters will be able to go the full length of the Fox River. The network of 17 locks is now closed, but the Friends of the Fox want to change that. Doug Dobie is the co-chair of the group's fundraising committee. The Friends have already raised $2 million and hope to have another $6 million by Labor Day. Dobie says when it's finished, Wisconsin will have a unique boating experience to offer.
This is the last hand-operated system in the country. And what we mean by hand-operated is the locked doors, when you open them and close them, a guy has to actually walk around a big crank and crank them shut.
The money will be used to make repairs to the locks, walls, and gates, and to pay for maintenance and operation for the next 30 years. Also, a $2 million boat lift will be installed at the one lock that will remain closed as a barrier against invasive species. The Friends of the Fox is selling naming rights. For $250,000, businesses or individuals can sponsor one of the locks. Dobie says businesses have good reason to be interested in restoring the locks.
An open navigational system will generate $74 million in economic benefit to the area annually. You know, it's a pretty nice return on, you know, on $6 million.
It'll cost a total of $28 million to open the locks. The federal government is paying for most of it, and the state has kicked in $2.8 million from the Wisconsin Waterways Fund. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.